Shelly and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. I almost forgot.
And then you almost said marginal.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. We don't speak for AA, NEO, ACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, PA, FA.
Or any of the
fair about it.
Or any of the anons.
Or any of them that are guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
As you portrayed in the opening segment.
As you're about to discover if you haven't already. My name is Bruce B. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. as always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
See, I'm just blowing it all over the place.
You know what's really cool? Huh. This show can only get better from here.
It's helpful.
Don't say that because we can always go downhill.
We can?
Yes.
It's us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We could
go sideways.
It could happen. Mark started a new meeting today. Sweet. Plug it on the show. You never know. People might come from
the West Inland Empire in Southern California. There's a 4 p.m. speaker participation meeting at the Valley Alano Club in Rancho Cucamonga on Sunday, 4 p.m.
You never know. People might. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be there one time. Bill Piper's going to be sitting out there.
Fran's going to fly out for it.
Fran, Bill Piper, Diane Clement's going to fly out from Australia.
Yeah. Even Marty might show up.
Sweet. How you doing today, Shelly?
Headachy and barfy.
Shelly has a potential barf bucket right next to her right now.
Between you and her, which I think is really sweet.
Talk about commitment to the show. Shelly's right here. And she's even going to hang out with us after the show and watch Two Girls, One Cup.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. If you want to watch that trash, y'all are on your own.
It's fine programming. So.
What?
How was your day? That's it?
I don't know. I stayed home, did some housework, read a book, tried to fix a friend's e-reader.
Did you read the whole book?
Well, I finished half of one book and started another book.
When Shelly says I read a book, she may have actually read the entire book.
I think
that's
what
hey, more peanut gallery just rolled in. Sweet.
Another nut.
I read about, 180 pages total.
Yeah. Well, you know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, I'm a little slow here. We have shout outs to
shout out
Brian.
Shout. Shout.
Bill.
Eddie
Fran. That may be it tonight. Why is this so crooked there?
It's gloaming right now outside.
Yes, it is the gloaming.
Don't get any on you.
You know what the gloaming is? It's like right at sunset when it's not dark.
Uh-huh.
Okay, are we ready now?
This is much better than the other side of this. Dark right before sunset. The grays.
The grays. No, before sunrise.
Nice. I'm sorry, before sunrise, that's what I meant. Dark
I'm like, if
sunrise.
It gets dark before sunset, something's really gone wrong.
That means you're in Alaska and it's
that means I'm
January.
In intensive care, I think.
Okay. You said the other day, Bruce, that North Korea did not have any athletes at the Olympics, but you were wrong. They have 56 athletes at the Olympics, competing in 11 sports.
The People's Republic of Korea.
Yes, and interestingly enough,
for short.
Interestingly enough, while they rank 14th in overall medal count, they rank 5th in terms of the number of gold medals. The reason why North Koreans are winning so many medals is because they are given a choice. First of all, they're trained intensively from the time
win
they're very small children.
Win a medal or die.
They're trained very intensively. They're taken away from their families at very young ages, put into they're pampered, sort of treated like little rock stars while they're growing up, but they have to train really intensively. If they do well, After the Olympics, they will get perks like maybe an apartment for their family, refrigerators, televisions,
dinner,
special food voucher thingies,
an extra
whatever,
12
however
cents
it works.
An hour.
However, if they do not do well, they go to the work camps. That's kind of a heck of an incentive to do well. So I'm not really surprised they're winning.
U.S. Olympic team, win a gold medal, they pay you $25,000.
Yeah, but you get taxed because you got a medal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's baloney.
People's Republic of Korea.
You go to the work camp.
You don't have to go to the work camp.
Yeah. I got to throw this out here, too, because, you know, loving our Olympians, what the hell is happening with boxing? We advanced in one round because they had to call foul.
Not a strong team. Not a strong team. You know what part of the, you know what the problem really is with the Olympics that I'm watching? I watched the Chinese women's beach volleyball team play today. And they won. They won impressively. You know where they've trained for the last 6 years?
Santa Monica.
Manhattan Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's say Santa Monica. Yeah. I watched
the Chinese swimmer win the 1,500 meters. You know where he trains?
UCLA?
Australia.
Oh.
You know, yeah, I mean, I watch these, they're all here.
Yeah. Shelly?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you started with the story, so we had to...
Okay, Kansas City, Missouri. We've got Wally World news.
Wally World?
Walmart.
Sweet.
Three Walmarts in Kansas City on Friday afternoon were evacuated because of bomb threats. An anonymous call was made to the police at 1:45 on Friday. So, and I love it, it says in the story, store officials voluntarily evacuated the store. Excuse me, a bomb threat comes in, you're not voluntarily evacuating.
You have to be directed to?
Yeah, somebody's got to tell you to be
And this was in Kansas City?
Yeah, of all places.
I wonder how rednecky this guy was that called it in. Hey.
I was going to say...
I put a bomb in one of them there Walmarts.
For one of them, one of the Walmarts, this was the second time they'd gotten a bomb threat.
It's a guy that doesn't want to go to work that day.
Yeah.
It's a dope fiend.
Or somebody who really, really hates Walmart.
No, it's a dope fiend.
You know, how much damage to the brain force of the United States can you do blowing up a Walmart?
Well,
yeah, I
shop at Walmart. If they blow up my Walmart... Of course, okay, that's not saying much. Anyway,
like
moving on.
Like he said.
Never mind. I've got a story out of Italy that I thought was rather humorous. It is now illegal. The Supreme Court in Italy has ruled that it is now illegal to tell a man, as an insult, to tell him he has no balls.
Unless.
He has no balls.
Yeah.
The judge who read the decision said, apart from the vulgarity of the term used, the expression definitely also has an injurious quality. It refers not only to the target's lack of virility, but also to his weakness of character, blah, blah, blah. Interestingly enough, there is no word from the courts on what the equivalent illegal epithet would be for women.
Women already have no
women
balls.
Already have no balls. They can't do anything to them.
So, it's a done deal.
But that seems like something that is really ridiculous. Why would you make... What's the point of that law?
Shelly, you got no ovaries.
No good.
You titless bitch, you.
That's not an insult. That's freedom. I just don't understand why you would need to make a law. I mean, Italians are a little... That's a little strange. Just my opinion, but that's a little strange.
Italians are a little strange, so.
Let's see. Prosecutors in Mexico.
Persecutors?
Have charged three generals and a lieutenant colonel in their military, their real military, not the, you know.
Not the fake military you've all heard so much about.
Well, not the drug military, you know, like in big.
They have a drug military?
Well, drug gangs have their own kind of military.
Militias,
yeah. And they call themselves colonels and generals and, you know, whatevers. But their actual three generals and a lieutenant have been charged with having links to drug trafficking.
Imagine that.
And interestingly enough, Bill Piper sent that in. about the arrests, but he had a different take on it. He said that he found it interesting that since 2009, more than 50,000 people have been killed in the Mexican drug wars. They're about to cross the line in terms of how many people were killed in the Vietnam War. And that's just a drug, it's an undeclared drug war. Of course, Vietnam War
as,
was never
as,
declared
You know
either.
What? I could totally see why he would do that. I mean, he was a Vietnam vet. I mean, it's got to be weird when you're looking at across the border, as many people are getting knocked off as used to get knocked off as, you know, as
yeah.
Okay, so hold
U.S.
on.
Casualties, right?
So how many are dead?
50,000.
And how many are illegally in the United States?
No
well,
idea.
Well, none of them. They're dead.
No, but I mean...
It doesn't say.
I mean, like 24 million Mexicans here illegally? 50,000 dead on the... Who's left in Mexico?
The drug lords.
They can have it.
You know what's bizarre about Mexico? Mexico City? 16 million people.
And it's built on a lake.
That is double the size of New York. That's giant, freaking enormous. And supposedly on certain street corners, you put a quarter in, get a breath of fresh air. Because they got diesel
for
buses and stuff. Well, probably not a quarter. Actually, they'd probably take a quarter if they could get a quarter.
Yeah.
But they have breath yeah. things where you can like breathe oxxygen because the diesel
the
fumes
so
are really bad. 16 million people.
And you know why? There's always, if they have a moderate or an earthquake that wouldn't fuss us much, causes a lot of damage down there because the entire city is built on a lake. There's no real solid ground.
Yeah. Plus, the people are stacked three high.
Jeez. The next story gave me pause. Out of
Cora, kitty pause or doggy pause?
Like
or just a hesitation in
a
thought.
A hesitation in thought. Yes.
Okay.
There's Cora, another kind of pause Shelley talks about sometimes.
Yes, menopause.
No, that wasn't the one. Pause.
Oh, yeah, we're not going there right now. In Coraopolis, Pennsylvania.
What?
Coraopolis, Pennsylvania.
Coraopolis?
Coraopolis.
That's awesome. I love towns like that.
Coraopolis, Pennsylvania.
There's a Coraopolis.
24-year-old Garrett Stauber was arrested after he burglarized a woman's apartment. He was blind drunk. He broke in and stole a potato peeler, a kitchen knife, and a small dog.
he's gonna peel the dog before he slices him up.
One of these things is not like the other.
Then he took his potato peeler, his small knife, or his kitchen knife, and his small dog, and broke into another neighbor's apartment.
And traded up.
Took off his shirt and sat down on the couch. Whereupon the cops found him with the dog on the couch.
He wasn't peeling the dog, right?
No, he wasn't okay. There's no thing, nothing in the story that tells you why he stole the potato peeler,
he
the kitchen
peel
knife, or the small dog. But apparently he originally thought that when the first apartment he entered, where the small dog was, thought it was his apartment. Then I would guess he's drunk, he's thinking, why is there a dog in my apartment, and decided to go and find its home, and that's how he ended up in the other apartment.
That's what I'd say.
Where'd the potato peeler come in?
I don't know. He just took the potato peeler, and nobody there's no indication of what he intended to use it for.
But I have to know.
And what was the name of the town one more time?
Coraopolis.
We went to a town called Copperopolis when we were on vacation up in the gold country of California. I love towns like that.
You ever been to Minneapolis?
They got a whole bunch of weird towns like that up north. Volcano, Copperopolis. Volcano was cool.
Can you imagine if you were in the show Chopped and they gave you a potato peeler, a knife, and a small dog?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Wow. Here, Chopped grill masters.
Make something out of this.
Chefs, open your baskets.
Toto.
In London, the International Olympic Committee spokesperson... apparently there's been, he said something, but apparently there has been a bit of a fuss because some of the Olympic athletes that are finished with their events
are partying.
Are flipping partying, man. And there's been some damage, windows broken, furniture smashed.
It's got to be the New Zealand and Australian teams.
Fights with the locals, bar tabs being run out on, yada, yada, yada. The International Olympic Committee's response to all of this you know, when business owners have started to complain, is to tell the athletes that they need to drink wisely. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. That's why we're doing a show like this.
That means drink the good beer instead of the crappy beer? I mean, drink what? Use your head. Drink the good stuff. I mean, I don't.
That's like one of those questions. Like Craig Ferguson said one time, he, you know, the TV host who's sober, he says, you know, he goes, that's the mind of an alcoholic. He goes, like just the other day, I saw a thing that said Guinness. Guinness Light, it only has 125 calories. And the first thing I thought is I should go on a diet. I mean, it's only 125 calories. What could possibly go wrong? Drink wisely. Everything. He goes, you can tell me I should be careful, and I'll say, I'll try, but I can't.
I know. How about not drink until you're an idiot? Of course, you got a bunch of people, the kids in their early 20s who just got done spending 2 years getting their bodies toned into the best shapes of their lives. Now they're done. They can unwind
a little. How many of those do you think were Korean guys?
I don't know.
You know what? The guys out getting drunk are the guys that lost. They lost. They know they're going to the work camp.
Well, unless they defect. Apparently, you can do that.
Yeah, if you're defective, they don't want you at the work camp.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have a story about the world's largest genitals. And I'm saying...
Why, thank you.
I'm saying... Okay, the world's second largest genitals. Sorry, Bruce, I didn't mean to knock you off your throne there.
Nice.
We're showing two stories about ourselves.
I don't know how big... Now, I'm calling them the world's largest genitals because I don't know how big this guy's package has to be, but in order for him to conceal the package that he was concealing under his genitals, they got to be pretty big. No, he...
It's a 12-gauge full-size shotgun.
This was actually in...
Florida!
Yes.
Where else would it be?
County sheriff's deputy noticed a car that matched the description of a vehicle that was involved in a drive-by shooting in a nearby town. When the guy had
the vehicle under his genitals.
He followed the guy for a while. Followed the guy for a while. They ran a stop sign, so obviously it's a traffic stop. Now you can pull him over. When he pulled him over, he said he smelled a strong odor of marijuana. Then he found out that the driver's license had been suspended, so he placed him under arrest. When they searched him, I'm not exactly sure how they did. Well, I mean, I'm just all verklempt. I don't know how this happened. But they located a package in his groin area underneath his genitals. Yes, underneath his genitals, hidden under his genitals. It was 21 bags of cocaine.
It depends how big the bags are. That's not that impressive.
Well, it was 15.3 grams.
Oh.
21 bags, 15 grams.
Yeah, it's still.
That's over a half ounce.
Yeah, but it can.
See, that sounds like a brick to me. That sounds like it's huge.
No, it's not that huge.
It's not that big. Sorry.
Okay, so that was a story about the man with the smallest genitals.
No, I mean, it's big enough.
That was the man whose genitals were larger than his brain.
And why is it that they always hide this stuff either in their butt cracks or somewhere in their pants?
How do you know it wasn't in his butt crack to start and it slid?
Ew.
Like a credit card.
Saying, yeah.
See, this is why.
You ever get that happen where you see
a
chick out somewhere and her butt crack's hanging out? You just want to see if you can get money out of the ATM?
No. You know what? That never occurs to me. What occurs to me is pull up your. Never mind.
Pull up your goddamn.
Well, if you ever go to a strip club and you see a girl with two $20 bills, one sticking out of each side of her thong, just slide your credit card in between and take the change. Like an ATM.
Chew, and then never touch that credit card again. Yuck.
Mark's sitting there all quiet like, why not?
Yeah, they bleach.
Jiminy crickets, I had to hand sanitize my purse the other day after I went into a public restroom. Okay.
I got a question. Is the bowling alley really one of the only places you wash your hands before you go to the bathroom?
No, the library.
Oh, library too?
Okay. I wash my hands before I go to the bathroom and after.
Gas station.
Books are filthy things.
Gas station bathroom.
Especially, you know, if I were down at Circulation and 50 Shades of Grey came back into the book drop, I'd be putting on gloves.
Ooh.
I wouldn't handle that book without gloves.
Page 53 and 54 are stuck together.
I would not handle that book without gloves. Yeah. Okay, that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
You know, sometimes the things that go out in the studio during the break.
Shelly was talking about downloading porn for free from Amazon. Porn books.
Yeah. I believe that the technical term is erotica.
Adult entertainment erotica?
Yes. The real word is smut.
Schmut.
Schmut. That just sounds good. Smut. That's a word that, like, really just seems like it goes with what it's talking about. Smut. I like that word. So, Shelley, we have a topic.
I suppose we do.
What would the topic be?
I just asked what the topic was just moments ago.
I know. I know what the topic is.
Oh.
Why are you asking me?
Would you like to share it with our listeners?
Oh, I thought share it with you. I'm like, you just asked me, okay, just for show.
How would you like to attack that?
I don't know. It's not my topic. Attack it yourself.
What about the things we do just for show? Could be a lot of different things, too. Could be things in program. Could be things outside of program, even. What do we do that makes it seem like it's better than it is? You know, whether it's working programs or pretending to have sponsors or any of that kind of stuff. What do you think, Mark? You ever have a sponsor that did anything just for show? Oh, I mean, yeah. Besides all of them?
Yeah, all of them. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me to sponsor them just for show, just so they could either get a pass to get out of a recovery center.
Yes.
Or just so, I mean, for whatever reason, you know, but they have no intention of calling and following any direction.
I have a guy like that similar to that right now.
Yeah.
I spoke somewhere and he came up and asked me if I'd sponsor. And he's not in a recovery facility, so I'm not exactly sure what the gig is with that. Maybe he wants to tell his mom or his girlfriend or something he has a sponsor. And he's called me a few times and was going to meet me a couple places and has never really showed up. And I'm thinking, why did you ask me if you're not going to do anything?
You know, I have to be fair, though. I have to give him the benefit of the doubt because I had a guy, I spoke at a place about 3-4 months ago. Guy came up after the meeting, asked me to sponsor him. I told him, sure. Called me. Every time he called me, he seemed to be in a session with his counselor at the treatment center he was at when he called.
Oh.
So.
Is this who I'm thinking it is?
Probably not. Oh. You meet him. So he called me a few times and then told me he thought he was getting out of there in about a week. I didn't hear from him again. Until I was driving here tonight.
Really?
And he called. Told me he's been somewhere else in treatment. And that he'd gone for an aftercare type program. And he just got back into the area. And wanted to call and wanted to make sure I was still willing to sponsor him. So.
There you go.
You know.
How about you, Shelley?
Yeah, pretty much every girl from a certain recovery facility that ever asked me to sponsor was doing it for show.
Does it start with a P?
Yes, because they just need to level up so they can get out, or level, level up so they up. Can get their kids, or level whatever up. It is. I mean, I even had one say, I'm not really going to do this. I just need a sponsor so I can get my kids back, and once I get my kids back, I'm out of here.
Did you send her packing?
Yeah.
Better go get someone else?
Yeah, I'm not. Why should I waste my time? There's no point to it.
Plant the life seed. The life you save may be your own.
Yeah, I sponsor other people to keep myself sober.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. For myself, I don't really do much for show anymore. So.
Really?
I started a new meeting today just for show, just so people would think I was important.
You know what I was going to say?
That.
She says, I don't really do much for show anymore. And I'm like, you run a show. Right
oh, yeah,
now.
We do this. That's right.
You're on the show right this second.
Yeah, but I'm not pretending to be on the show. I'm not pretending
no, that's true.
To be the purveyor of all that is recovery.
No, we have no,
that's,
for that.
No, that's Mark. See? We both deserve the humble trophy that's for right. that because we were deferring to the other.
Yes.
I always love the guys in recovery centers that the same kind of thing. I got to have a sponsor because I'm not going to level up if I don't have one. And or what do they call it? Phase up. Mm-hmm. And so you go to pick them up one time, and there's like 11-5 guys. Hey, could you take them with us too? Can we all go hang out? And I'm thinking, well, no. I was going to buy you lunch, but I'm not going to buy 11-5 guys lunch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did they all have gas money? That shuts them up real quick.
$2 each.
How about in other ways? What about, now you don't do it at all, Shelley? You don't do things for show? I'm positive I do.
I don't know, maybe I do. I just can't think of anything at the moment. I mean, I used to do tons of stuff for show.
Like?
I bake goodies for work. I would take, and that was just for show. I would make sure that my boss knew every single thing I'd done that day. That was just for show. Now, it's like pulling teeth to even get me to do the weekly updates because I'm too busy. I don't have time. You know? And as long as I'm getting my work done, I'm not really that concerned with getting the pats on the back. Because eventually somebody will see that the product is moving, so it's all good.
I think I used to buy donuts. For that. So I could bring donuts. Because I never charge the meeting for donuts, right? So I just bring them. Oh, I get a little pat on the back. Hey, thanks. Now, every time, everyone's, where's the donuts? I've turned it into a thing. Now I have to bring the effing donuts. And now it's not for show. I have to bring them. If I don't bring them, people look at me and they go, hey, you're effed. Look at you. You didn't bring the freaking donuts. I'm like,
oh.
I get people texting me, don't forget the donuts.
Bring a receipt.
Oh, I never asked for a receipt for donuts.
You know what the best thing is to do?
A receipt.
Get a receipt every time you get the donuts and save the receipts up. And if you get really pissed off at the meeting, turn them all in at once.
Actually, what you can do
is... $168.
In donuts.
Actually, what you can do, Bruce, is you can save your donut receipts and take it off in your taxes. CA is a 501(c).
I don't ever get donut receipts.
Oh, well, you
the
could.
Donut guy doesn't give receipts.
Sure they do.
If you go to, like, Winchell's, they do. But this is like...
The donut man.
This is like what's his name's donuts?
Christie's.
No, I can't remember the guy's name. He's in my phone though, so I can call up Steve. So I can call up and say, Steve, I'm coming. He goes, okay, Bruce, donuts. Pick us dozen.
Well,
he's
I
a
find
great guy.
Interesting is that if you leave the job for someone else to do, apparently they mess it up.
Why? I picked.
No, actually,
up.
I was at the donuts. I was there to pick up donuts, and William was already there getting donuts.
Yeah.
And he only bought half a dozen. There's 27 people at the meeting.
Yeah.
It's like you buy half a dozen donuts. Yeah.
Don't let him be in charge of anything anymore.
Yeah, no donuts.
Well, that's probably why he did it. Like, if you do something badly enough, people won't ask you to do it again.
Yeah, but no one asked him to do it the first time. He just went, he showed up over there to get them.
So he's preemptively
proving how inadequate he is? He wanted to make sure there was donuts. Now, how about you, Mark? Do you ever do anything for show?
Yeah, I started a meeting. I told you.
No.
I'm in a new area. I'm new to the area. It's an area I grew up in. I need to be impressive.
Oh, did you grow up out there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So did Shelley.
Yeah, I need to be impressive, so I went and started a meeting. So people will be impressed with me.
Were they?
Not really.
Debbie says yes.
Okay.
Debbie says they were impressed.
Oh, cool. Okay. Worked out.
The good thing about an Alano Club, mm-hmm. is you could probably put a flyer up for that meeting somewhere in the Alano Club mm-hmm. and get people to start coming to that. Mm-hmm. That would be a cool thing.
I don't know. I used to, depending on whether or not I was drinking that day, I used to, like, dress so that other people would think I was well-dressed or that I looked nice, or I would put on makeup a certain way or do my hair or whatever. And that was for other people.
I don't do that so much
then
anymore.
Then I didn't care about what I looked like when I was drinking, because you don't. Then when I got sober, at first I really, really, really cared what other people thought of me, so I would, like, you know, make sure I looked okay. But then lately, the last few years, it's been, if I'm changing my clothes and putting on makeup and doing my hair, it's because I want to, because it makes me feel good. I don't really give a crap what anybody else thinks. But if it makes me feel better, then I'll do it. You know, so I would assume that that's growth, that I'm changing from doing something for show to doing something because I want to do it.
I used to do some stuff for show when I was in college. Of course, I was getting loaded. But, I mean, I went to a very preppy school. Lots of Izod shirts and polo shirts and Dockers. And
Angels flight pants?
Yeah, maybe at the very, very beginning, but
yeah.
Not me.
Of course not.
No, I'm in leather pants or spandex pants, you know, white with black tiger stripes. Or zebra stripes, and a handcuff belt, and a vest with no shirt on going to class. Do you think I stood out a little?
In Oregon?
It was just for sure. And it was a Christian college, too. Founded by Jason Lee and the Christian Pioneers. I looked like I was about to step out on stage with Van Halen.
I heard their second album.
Yeah. I was about to step out on stage with Van Halen every time I walked out of my room. And the reality was, like when I used to sing and stuff, I mean, that's what it was. It was all just for show. I mean, I enjoyed doing it, but, you know, I would have sounded the same singing if I'd gone out there in jeans and a t-shirt. I could have been grunge. I could have been the original grunge guy.
I used to do, when sharing in meetings, you know, if I knew there were a lot of newcomers, I always mentioned how much time I had. If I had more than like a couple, when I got between like 2 years and 3.5, 4 years. Now I don't even mention it unless somebody asks me point blank, you know, because it's not really, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not concerned about it. Because there's something when you're new, there's something about saying, oh, I'm taking a year. Like, finally, you are somebody, you know.
You are.
Yeah, you get a year, you are somebody.
But now 30 it's days, like, you are somebody.
I'm not really that concerned. It's not really a pet peeve. I wouldn't say it irritates me. It's just, it makes me chuckle in a sarcastic way.
It irritates her.
When somebody that has umpty zillion years, every single time they share, has to tell you how many umpty zillion years they have.
I'm sorry.
It's like,
it's not you. I know who it is.
Yes. I'm like, yes, we know.
And I've never gone out.
Much. Well, yeah, it's like, yeah, we know how mo' bit of bitchin' you are. You don't need to tell us every single time you open your mouth.
That would be our friend Lee.
I just like you for my sobriety date, because most of them can't do math anyway.
I don't even do that.
I was at an old-timers meeting once, and this guy was taking a cake. And he started out by saying how many days he had. And it was like a ridiculous amount of days. It was like, you know, 10,000, 11,000 days or something. And then he gets partway through his pitch and he's like, oh, by the way, for all you guys who are still trying to figure out how much time that is, it's 33 years or something like that, you know. Because you could see people are like trying to figure it out. They're writing on pieces of paper. It's like, God, how many times? Divided by 365?
There's an app for that.
There is. It's available. It's on the phone. I know, because the other day I had 8,305 days.
Those who got sober this year had to wait an extra day for their birthday because it was a leap year.
I always wondered that. Do you think those apps take into account leap year? Because
the Mayan calendar didn't.
You'd have to stay sober for a long time to get an extra year.
Well, yeah, if you came in on February 29th,
you're in trouble.
You only get to celebrate a birthday every 4 years.
You know what? It's like dog sobriety.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time you take a cake, you got 4 years.
We should go, Bruce, you and I should go out next time there's a leap year, and we'll come in on the 29th.
Try it first, and then let me know how it works. And if it works well,
let's get somebody with less time than us to try it.
Let's get James.
Yeah, he'll try it.
James will try it.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what are your final thoughts on Just for Show?
I don't know. I think that in terms of the program, I think everybody goes through that phase where, because if you actually do want to stay sober, there's something about you go to the meetings, and at first you kind of want people to like you because these are the people that you feel are going to save your life, are going to fix things, are going to help you. So you kind of are a little people-pleasing. Like we've had people actually say, hey, my shares are getting better, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
You know, like they're putting on the show in the meeting. And I think a certain amount of that is normal. I think that just is part of the growth process. You grow out of it. You know, I went through a period where I was writing for a show because I sort of felt like, you know, I'd gone through the steps and I was still kind of miserable and I felt like, okay, I have to keep writing. I have to keep doing this. And at some point I decided, you know what, I don't really have to do this because I'm not really doing it because I want to or because I need to, but because I want to look like I'm doing something. And then I realized, you know what, I can have a life that is doing something. So I don't know. I think you grow out of it, and I, you know, it doesn't really concern me that much. What does concern me is people that from the gate just say, I'm not really doing this for real. That bugs me.
Yeah, but that's honest.
Yeah, but then it doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do them any good. It doesn't do me any good. So what's the point?
I still think they're getting the seed. Mark, yeah. What are your final words on Just for Show?
Instead of showing off, show up.
Oh, my. Look at that. A zinger. I don't even have one. But my feeling is if you do things just for show, you're not going to get any results out of it.
I have a rebuttal to the zinger. Instead of showing zinger off, rebuttal. Show up. Instead of showing off, show up. You can't show off unless you show up. The two have to go together.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you processing that, or is that your too stupid for words look?
There are those who talk the talk. There are those who walk the walk.
Right.
Well, those, you know what?
Those who are most successful walk the talk.
There you go. Okay. Let's hear a zinger rebuttal to that.
Yeah. Jane, you ignorant slut.
You must be in good shape if they're getting all that exercise.
They're going to FA.
They're going to FA. Okay.
It's only fair. Shelley.
Yes.
Who is our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. If you would like to have a franchise of the 12-Step Gazette in your area, you can contact Bruce, and he will set you up with that.
Mark, what if I don't know how to spell 12stepgazette.com?
Then turn off the computer, put on your little shoes, and go do something else.
No, how else could I get there?
You can go to recovery101.net, which is where we'd like you to head to anyway.
Yes.
Because when you go to recovery101.net, you show up on our site, you get counted in our numbers, and you can scroll down the site, and there are links to all our advertisers and friends.
And some cool things.
And some cool stuff. You can click on the link. It'll take you directly to the site, just like that. And while you're there, you can click on the current show or any of the past shows. And you'll see another button that says like. Click that button. My clicker's a little dry. And
A little cotton mouth on the clicker.
Yeah, a little cotton mouth on the clicker. And if you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted. If you're not, box will pop up prompting you to join Podomatic.
Encouraging you.
Encouraging? And you should do so. For
yes.
fun.
For free.
Both those things. Once you get there, you can like, you can comment, you can follow, and you can put us on a playlist. And we know all the ridiculous things you can do with playlists. So, anyway, come listen, support the show. Thank you.
Sweet. Don't forget also, if you guys get a chance, to stop by selfwillhappens.com. That's our friends at Sober College. They have some kind of cool newsy stories and stuff on that page. It's kind of cool. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, don't. Shelley?
The lead up music is by Elektra. It's You Turn Me On.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by a thread. The things that you've done, the things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground, I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn.
Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm all frit, let's drop it. I'm adding love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have love than love and lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it. You're triggering my emotion, now it leaks like a faucet.